Podcast. A recording of a radio broadcast or a video that can be taken from the internet. To listen to the podcast, click on the link below. I download podcasts of radio shows and listen to them in the car. Definition from the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary. Although the word podcast was originally taken from iPod and broadcast, you don't need an iPod to listen to one. In fact, you don't even need an MP3 player. A computer with internet access is enough. They are freely available from a wide variety of sources, some designed for native speakers and others for language learners. Why should I use podcasts? As you listen to more and more English, you will understand more. Podcasts give you the chance to listen to English from around the world, including both native and non-native speakers. Even if you are not concentrating 100% on what is being said, your brain is becoming familiar with the rhythms of English and you are learning without noticing. You will improve your language instinct and get a better feeling about what sounds right. How can I use podcasts? You can download podcasts from some of the places listed below and listen to them as you are doing other things. For example, I listen to podcasts on my way to and from work or when I'm cooking. It doesn't matter if you're not listening attentively, and you don't need to understand everything. You will find that you understand more as you get used to the speakers in podcasts you listen to regularly. Here are some activities you can do using podcasts if you want to use them for studying. Choose a podcast on a subject you are interested in. Before you listen, read the summary telling you what is in the program. Predict 10 words which you think will be used, or 3 ideas which you think will be mentioned. Then listen to find out if you were right. Listen to a podcast. Choose one topic covered to find out more about on the internet. Choose a podcast on a subject you would not normally listen to. Listen and write down vocabulary or ideas that could help you understand more about the topic. Find a short article in a podcast, about 1 minute long, and use it as a dictation exercise. Listen and write what you hear as accurately as you can. You can play it again as many times as you like. Find a study buddy and both listen to the same podcast. Afterwards, meet and see how much you can remember about what was discussed. If you have any other ideas, please share them in the comments. How do I choose a podcast to listen to? Look at the list below to help you find podcasts. Try one episode of a podcast, and if you like it, listen again. If you don't, there are plenty of other podcasts which you can listen to. You could also ask your friends or your teacher if you have classes. Maybe they have some favourite podcasts which they can recommend to you. Where can I find podcasts? Almost all of these podcasts are free to download. You can go to the website, right-click on the download link and click Save As, then upload it to your MP3 player if you have one. If not, you can listen to the file on your computer too. For English learners, the BBC Learning English page has a range of podcasts designed for English learners of all levels. Each podcast can be downloaded and also has a tape script so you can read while you listen. The British Council also have various podcasts designed for English learners. Other podcasts for English learners include Listen to English, Podcasts in English, and ESL Pod. Real English. The BBC has a huge library of podcasts taken from their radio broadcasts in the UK and abroad. Some podcasts may only be available in the UK, but most are available around the world. Some of my favourites are Witness, Science in Action, Drama of the Week, Friday Night Comedy, and Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo's film reviews. At the moment, there are 329 pages of podcasts on the BBC, so if you don't like these programmes, I'm sure you can find something you do.